Altogether, there are four main kinds of awareness, which we sometimes call dimensions of awareness. First of all, there's awareness of things. Secondly, awareness of self. Thirdly, awareness of people. And fourthly, awareness of reality. To begin with, awareness of things. This means awareness of the world around us, awareness of our material environment, if you like, awareness of nature. Now, if we want to be aware of something, something material in this way, we have first of all to look at it, or to listen to it, or perhaps both look at it and listen to it. But this is what very few people ever do. Most people, if they were asked, if they were challenged, they'd say that they've no time to look, really look, stop and look, no time to listen. But if we want really to be aware of things, material things, things which are parts of the world around us, parts of nature, we must learn to look at them. We have to learn to look, we may say, at the sky. Learn to look at mountains when we get the opportunity. Learn to look at trees. Learn to look at flowers, at rocks, at water, at fire, at all those, in a sense, very familiar material things that are all around us, that are there all the time, that in a sense we see all the time, but which at the same time we never see. Not only learn to look at these, as it were, more poetic things, but also learn to look at other material things that we encounter, that we cannot help encountering in the course of our existence, things even like brick walls and unemptied dustbins. Even at these, if they're around us, we have to learn to look. It's not only a question even of looking. It's not only just a question of using our eyes. We also have really to learn to hear, to taste, to smell, to touch. No doubt, the highest degree of perceptual awareness is possible through the sense of sight, through the eyes. But that does not mean that the other senses are not important, or that they can be neglected. We should learn to look, moreover, not only at natural objects, not only at familiar household things of everyday use, but learn to look, really to look, for example, at works of art, paintings, sculptures, and so on. Things that very often, only too often, we just take for granted as parts of our cultural heritage, which we know are there in the museums and art galleries, maybe reproductions on our walls, but at which we don't really need to look, that we don't really need to see. We should also learn to listen to music. Lots of people just have music on as a sort of background noise to which they never actually listen. It's just something there in the background. Whether it's Bach or whether it's just the latest popular song, they don't really know. They have to stop and listen hard before they could tell you. It's just a sort of running rivulet of sound in the background without too much meaning or significance. But this is the sort of way in which awareness of things, awareness of the material environment, awareness of nature and of man's work, man's handiwork, to the extent that it is itself part of nature, it's in this way that it is to be developed.